Genesis 3, verses 2 and 3. And the woman said unto the serpent, Of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest perchance ye die. Eve's beginnings are successful enough. She makes a distinction between all the other trees of the garden and this tree. She rehearses the commandment of God, but when she comes to relate also the punishment, she fails. She does not relate the punishment, as it had been declared by the Lord. The Lord had said, Absolutely, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:17. Out of this absolute declaration, Eve makes an expression, not absolute, lest perchance ye should die. This defect in the statement of Eve is very remarkable and demands particular observation, for it proves that she had turned aside from faith to unbelief. For as the promise of God demands faith, so the threatening of God demands faith also. Eve ought to have made her statement as a fact and a certainty, If I eat, I shall surely die. This faith, however, Satan so assails with his insidious speech as to induce Eve to add the expression, perchance. For the devil had effectually persuaded her to think that God surely was not so cruel as to kill her for merely tasting a fruit. Hence, the heart of Eve was now filled with the poison of Satan. This text, therefore, is also by no means properly translated in our version. The meaning of the original Hebrew is that Eve speaks her own words, whereas she is ostensibly reciting the word of God, and that she adds to the word of God her own expression, perchance. Wherefore, the artifice of the lying spirit has completely succeeded, for the object which he especially had in view, namely, to draw Eve away from the word and from faith, he has now so far accomplished, as to cause Eve to corrupt the word of God, or, to use the expression of Paul, he has turned her aside from the will of God and caused her to go after Satan. 1 Timothy 5:15. And the beginning of certain ruin is to be turned aside from God and to be turned after Satan. That is, not to stand firmly in the word and in faith. When Satan, therefore, sees this beginning in Eve, he plies against her his whole power as against a bowing wall, until she falls prostrate on the ground.